We are learning Daf Lamed Tes, and we'll have to Lamed Tes on the base. La'acha Kabbalah Koyim Zrika Mishari. The Gemara had a stira before, two brises. One brise says that if it's missing a kidney, it's kosher. One says if it's missing a kidney, it's pasul. So Gemara says that if the kidney got missing before the Kabbalah's dam, then it's not kosher. If it's after Kabbalah's dam, then it is kosher. So break the Gemara Kasha, La'acha Kabbalah Koyim Zrika Mishari. If it loses his kidney after the Kabbalah before Zrika, is it good? But Tanya learned in a brisa, Seh Tom Zohar Ben Shona Yilachem, that when you bring a carbon, it should be a complete Seh, a Zohar, a 1 year old. She Tom Ben Shona Mashash Shchita, that you know, Mashash Shchita has to be complete and a year old. When I am the Kabbalah Velach Vazoya, how do you know that Kabbalah, which is accepting the Dam and walking in the Dam to the Mizbeach, and spritching the Dam on Mizbeach also has to be still a Tom and Ben Shona? The whole time it has to be Tam Ben Shana. So what do you see? It has to be Tam the whole time. And here we said after Kabbalah, before Zrika, if it gets missing, if it loses its kidney, we said that's kosher. Dr. Gamara, Tirgama, this Rosh of Yihya only on Ben Shana. That it has to be a year old, straight from the Shechita until the Zrika. It has to be a year old the whole time. Hachinam Mestavra, the Tanya, we'll bring a ride, that even if it gets missing before the Zrika, it's fine. The Tanya Rishua Aimer calls Vakum Shavatar Shashtar Mem Kazayas Basar. All Kabbanis, that by the time we got to the Zrika, all that was left was a Kazayas Basar or a Kazayas Chalev, a Kazayas Basar to eat, or a Kazayas Chalev to bring on the Mizbeach, you could still be Zarek as Adam. Ah, most of it's missing, all that's left is a Kazayas. Shema, you know, you see Taka, that it could be missing after the Kabbalah before Zrika, it's still called a carbon. Now I ask the more obvious kasha, how could it turn 2 years old, you know, in the middle of between Shechita and Zrika, it's the same day. It's around 20 minutes apart. Break the Gemara at most. How could it be that Vashash Shechita was 1 year old and Kabbalah Lacha was 2 years old? You see from here that Sha'ois Paisas Vakachim, that means if a behema turns it goes to the next year in hours, then it's a problem. For example, if it was born Yudal Nisan at 3 o'clock in the afternoon last year, this year Yudal Nisan 3:01 will be in the second year, and that'll be a problem. So when you shecht it, you have to be careful not to be near 3 o'clock, so you shouldn't go into the next year, and that's a problem. It won't be kosher anymore. So the Gemara Vayta, let me get to know. We had a shayla before. If mechusar aver that's inside the body, is that called a mechusar aver? We said because a mum has to be begaldi, has to be visible. What about a mechusar aver? So the Gemara, let me get to know. Lama zognetz machlekes tanoyim. It says in the pasuk that we learned in parashas Emor, umaoch v'kasus v'nosuk v'karus. It says different type of mumin that are in the beitzim of the behema. In English, they call it the testicles of the behema. Divrei Rav Yehuda. All those psulim are in the bayim and not in the gid, not in the male organ. It's all in the bayim of the behema, not the gid. Right? The Gemara. What do you mean? The gid is more visible than the bayim. The bayim love the gid. Ema afa bayim also the bayim. Not only is it psul in the gid, it's a psul in the bayim also. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Lo visit v'yakev ema kulam begid. They are all the psulim are dafka in the gid. We'll see in a second. The Gemara will explain the machlekes. Pashas quotes more visible. By the way, the taicha moch kosus nasa v'karus like this. Moch means crushed, and kosus is crushed even more, like with stones. Nosuk means it's ripped by hand, and karus means it's ripped with a knife. And when it's karus with a knife, it's something can be left. You could cut it only halfway. When it's pulled out by hand, it's completely detached. And it's in the pouch, but it's completely detached from the animal. So all those things are mum. Inshallah, where it is. One of them says a gid, one of them says a beitzim. And Rav Yisrael Amach v'kosus af v'beim. When it's crushed, even in the beim, that's a problem. Nosu v'koros is afka v'gid is a mum in v'beitzim loy. So my lav isn't machleik, it's palka mifkid. The marasav a chasarim v'befrim shmei chasarim. One man named a chasarim inside is called chasarim, therefore the bayim, which is a chasarim inside, is called a chasarim, and therefore it's a mum. And the other man named a hold, it's dafka and the gid holds, loy shmei chasarim, marasav loy shmei chasarim. So this shayla of chasarim aver that's not visible is machleik is tanoim. Right, the Gemara, is that the bira machleik is for tizbara? Rav Yosi mai kasava, where does Rav Yosi hold then? I kasava chasarim v'frim shmei chasarim. If he holds that inner, not visible, so deficiency is called the chesaron. Then I feel nasa v'karas nami. Even nasa v'karas, which is cut off bayim, should be a problem. Because I loish bayim chesaron, he was not chesaron. I feel malchus kasas. Even if it's crushed, nami loish shouldn't be a mum. So it can't be that's the going on in Braisa, because what's Rav Yossi Shita that's making a difference between the crushed bayim and the cut bayim. So the Gemara, Elahacha, you know what the Halacha says? Avada, everyone holds that it's not called a chasarn. Chasarn befrim is not called a chasarn. Because it has to be visible. Elahacha, mum shavagolik kemifiki. Rav Yossi Savar, he holds any mum, even in the bayim, are called visible. If the bayim are crushed, then the pouch gets shriveled up, and you could tell from the outside. Also, the cars have a mum also. Because you see something like hanging, banging around in there. It's not attached. So therefore, it's a mum that's visible. It's not a mum. Why? The car name is in the katzvim. Sometimes it gets shriveled up even without having this mum inside. So not a raya, and also the car is also the car is even clean. Sometimes looks like it's hanging, so you can't tell from the outside. Therefore, it's not a mum. Rabbi Yitzchak says it depends which mum. So a mum of kasos have a muma. When it's crushed, then you can tell from the outside. Alestu, then you can tell from the outside. Therefore, it's a mum that's visible. Nosuk the carus le have a muma that is too. Nosuk the carus you can't tell from the outside. Therefore, it is not a mum that's visible. Zok the mishnah vayta nu mishnah. Nifgam hazoiven. Zoiven is a pouch where the gid of a behema, of a zachar, is in a pouch. That's how an animal is, that's the anatomy of an animal. It's in a pouch. Hoy oy ha'eryosh on the cave of Mukdashim, or the base erva of an akeva. An akeva can't be a bechar, so it's talking about by kachim, is that a mum. So those things, if it gets a notch in it, if the zoiven gets a notch, or the base erva gets a notch, those things are a mum. Another mum, nifgam hazonov mina etzem. If part of the bone, you know, in every tail has a lot of bones, and at the end it has meat. So if in the tail, the bone of the tail gets notched, that's a mum. Avaloy mina perek, but not from the things that are in between the bones. The joints, I guess, is the English word for that. The joints that are in between the bones. That's not a mum. Oy, shereish zon of a fatzel. If the end of the bone is exposed, that's also a mum. If all the skin's ripped off the end of the bone, oy shesh basam echoy lechoy mayatzba. Or if the tween bones, vertebrates in the tail, there's a lot of space of etzba. That's also a mum. That's all the mum in our mishnah. Now the first part of mishnah said there's a mum in the zoivim, which is a pouch that's around the gid. Instead of if it has a notch, it's a problem. Amar Allah says, "Nifgam le'nitel." If the whole pouch is removed, that's not a mum. Only it's worse if it gets a notch than if it's removed. And same thing. Another thing is kiss v'lo zachrus. This a nifgam is only a problem in the kiss in the pouch, but not in the zachrus. If it's in the zachrus itself, the gid itself, it'll grow back. Ta'inam ha'achi nifgam le'nitel. It's only if it's notched, not if it's taken off completely, then it's not a mum. Kiss v'lo zachrus. Only if it's a mum in the pouch, not in the actual gid. There was an animal that the zev took away the whole pouch and it grew back. So you see that it's not a mum. It says at the end of the mishnah that if there's an etzba space between the vertebrates in the tail, that's called a mum. Tana etzba shomru, the size etzba we're talking about, achas ma'arba v'tefach shkodom. We're talking about the type of etzba that there's four in a tefach, because there's different tefachim. Six pinkies are in a tefach, and there's four thumbs in a tefach, and there's five regular fingers. So here we're talking about it's like a thumb width. It's an etzba that turns into four of it and makes a tefach, so it's a thumb. The width between the two things is a thumb. My hilchoso, what's the difference? What this etzba is? What's in the geya? This din that this is the etzba. Omer Rabba, because the Braisa says Tana etzba shomer echad ma'arba v'tefach. That's what the Braisa says. This is what the Braisa says. We'll see. Maybe it has to do with our Mishnah, but right now this Braisa doesn't do with our Mishnah. It says a fact. Etzba shomru echad ma'arba v'tefach shkodom. But the etzba we said, you know, we'll see where we said it, is the thumb. That's the type of etzba, the one that there's four of them in a tefach. My help us. Omer Rabba le'ian tchelis negeya titzis. Natanya kama chutim v'noisin. First it says how many strings are on tzitzis. We go like Bashamay. Bashamay on our ball. There's four strings in a tzitzis. You double it over. That's why it's eight. But it's still not in shloisha. There's only three. Now, not halacha. We'll learn Rashi's second pshat. The kamatei mishaleshes. How big should the pot which has all the gnats on it, how big should that be? V'shamer arba, four etzbois. V'shamer mishloisha, three etzbois. And the Brisa says, v'shalosh v'shila oimrim, achad v'arba v'tefach shkol adam. The three is, what type of etzbois is? The three etzbois of that turns the four into tefach, which means three thumbs. That's how big it is. That's one shot in what does a gay etzbat the gaya tzitzis. So he's got the lam tesam abeis, two lines from the bottom.